people who are divorce mediators work with couples who have decided to end their marriage, and the mediator acts as a neutral in that process. So they're providing information, they're helping to facilitate a conversation between the parties to reach agreement, they're helping to manage strong emotions as they arise, and then ending up with a written agreement that covers all of the substantive areas, how they would handle their parenting plan, the division of their property, their assets and liabilities, as well as any support arrangements, child support, spousal support.
There is such strong emotion linked with divorce and separation, sometimes bitterness. How do you get across that in a mediation?
Well, that's a great point. Many people who are going through separation and divorce are there at a very painful time in their life. And the mediator really provides a safe environment where people can talk about and explore their feelings and really be able to understand the impact of the decisions that are being made and even sometimes the actions of one another. So many people, although it's not a therapy process, many people find it is a really healing process, because rather than becoming more adversarial and making the other person the enemy or, working through other people like your attorneys, you're really sitting together with the assistance of the mediator, and you're able to talk about how you feel and what's important to you and why.
It seems that a mediator would have to be part psychologist and part attorney. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, mediators are conflict resolution specialists. So what we're really trained in is understanding the dynamics of conflict and how to intervene in ways that are helpful. Family and divorce mediators do receive training in the law because, of course, we have to understand the New York State laws and be able to provide information. But we're not advising clients. We also have to understand the emotional impacts of divorce on the couple and the family so that we can help people to navigate that as well. But we don't act in the role or capacity of a counselor or therapist. So oftentimes mediators suggest that couples and families work with counselors and therapists. And we can always make referrals to those types of professionals as needed.
So a mediator really is not there to replace a lawyer.
Absolutely not. What the mediator is doing is helping the couple to retain control of the decisions and the outcomes. They're negotiating directly with one another with the assistance of the mediator. And we really believe this is a preferred choice because it allows people to, rather than handing over the outcome and the decision to people outside of the relationship, to really be able to talk directly with one another, gain clarity about the goals and outcomes that they would like to see, gain perspective about the other person and where they're coming from, and hopefully reach agreements that are helpful for the whole family going forward.
The New York State Council on Divorce Mediation is holding its conference in Saratoga Springs. What are some of the big issues this year?
Today, we're having a one-day pre-conference institute, which Bill Eddy, an internationally recognized speaker, is hosting, on high-conflict couples and how to work effectively with people who are dealing with high levels of conflict. Chip Rose, who is also a nationally known speaker, is going to be here this evening and tomorrow, and he's talking about some of the challenges that couples are facing, particularly now in light of a difficult economy, as well as talking about how we can do a better job of working collaboratively with other professionals as well. We have a variety of sections talking about things such as domestic violence, how we deal with difficult parenting issues, how we can help couples in terms of how they divide pensions and other financial issues related to divorce. We have someone presenting about child support and really gaining a deeper understanding of various forms of income and so forth. So a wide range of different topics, all with the intention of further educating family and divorce mediators in New York State and all about the family.
Are divorce mediators licensed in New York State? Are they professionals who have to undergo a certain training and a certain testing?
We do not have licensure of divorce mediators and anywhere in the United States. There's no licensure or certification. Most mediators come from other professional backgrounds. Some are attorneys, some are counselors or therapists, some have graduate degrees in conflict resolution and analysis, and then they take specialized training in family and divorce mediation that focuses on the areas of New York State law, emotional impact of divorce, and mediation skills. We encourage our members to become accredited. We've been accrediting divorce mediators since 1986, and it's a process where a mediator would have undergone the introductory training, then had continuing education, mediated with supervision, and have completed a certain number of cases and have been mediating for at least 2 years. Their memorandum of understanding, which are the agreements that the couples have reached, are then blind peer-reviewed by accredited mediators. And so if you're looking for a qualified mediator, accreditation would be one standard that you could look for.